The Warriors facing the Kings on a Friday night in Sacramento as Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant combined for 68 points to fuel the effort. Steph with a game-high 35 points and 5 three-pointers. KD with 33 points to go with 8 rebounds and 8 assists as a second-half surge from the Kings prompts a Warriors comeback, where they outscored Sacramento 17-2 in the final 3 minutes of the game to take it 130-125 the final. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
They're good. You know, they're playing with a lot of confidence. They're playing fast. They got a lot of shooters. They put a lot of pressure on you, and they don't quit either. I mean, we were in control of that game most of the way, and then it just completely collapsed on us. But it had to do with their pressure and their execution. But I was really proud of our guys for finishing the game the way we did, given what had happened over the previous 10 minutes or so.
15-2 run by them to start the fourth, 17-2 by you. What, besides you said they're executing, what got them back in it and what got you guys kind of out of it?
Well, high energy. They were pushing the ball and the crowd was in it. We had, I believe, 6 turnovers on illegal screens in the third quarter, second half. 4 in the third quarter, I believe. And I'll have to see them on tape. I don't know if they were all legit. But at half we had 6 turnovers and we're rolling along. And then all the turnovers just killed us. Second half, 12 turnovers. Couple times where we just left our feet and threw one-handed passes out of bounds and a lot of illegal screens. A couple of plays where we tried to clear the defender. They called one on Jonas, one on Zoe for offensive fouls. But we were able to withstand all that and come away with the win.
What did get you out of it? Like, what was the key in that 17-2?
Well, I thought it was, even before the run started, they were missing. We were defending pretty well. And I don't know what they shot over the final 6 minutes. It wasn't good. And so even before the comeback began, they were missing a lot of shots. We knew we could get back in it if we were just poised and a little more patient offensively. And I thought Kevin's three-point play was huge when he went to the rim, and Clay hit a big shot. But we finally took care of the ball and executed.
Steve, their talent's obvious, but when looking at Clay and Steph and Kevin, what do you notice about their mentality, just overall mindset, composure in these moments?
They're used to big moments. They've all played, in the finals many times over, and so there's nothing they haven't seen in this league, nothing they haven't felt. So the pressure doesn't bother them. Yeah, he was great. I took him out with about 7.5 minutes left. He didn't want to come out, but I knew I wasn't going to play him the whole quarter. It was probably good for him to get a couple minutes rest and regroup a little bit. And I thought his defense was fantastic. He committed a great foul on Fox when we only had 3 team fouls, and he fouled Fox pretty hard on the drive down the lane, which probably sounds funny, committing a great foul, but Draymond knew exactly what he was doing. And then we got a stop on the ensuing possession. So he used the foul wisely. But that's what Draymond does. He understands the game. He defends. He makes big plays at that end.
Not having Sean or Andre, you had to kind of go with some funky lineups here and there. Their ball handling and their poise and their ability to make plays, how much of that was missed, and how do you find that?
We missed their leadership, their ability to get us into something offensively, to settle us down. We definitely missed all that because we just had several spurts in that second half where we just sort of lost our composure and just couldn't get anything going. So it's a good experience for the rest of the guys, though, and we came out with a win. We're 20-10. We got the day off tomorrow. We're in good shape, but we got to get better, and we know that.